Carolyn Clugston Leopold, Luna B. Leopold, Washington, D.C., June 1966. Foreword to Sand County Almanac. There are some who can live without wild things, and some who cannot. These essays are the delights and dilemmas of one who cannot. Like winds and sunsets, wild things were taken for granted until progress began to do away with them. Now we face the question whether a still higher standard of living is worth its cost in things natural, wild, and free. For us of the minority, the opportunity to see geese is more important than television, and the chance to find a pasque flower is a right as inalienable as free speech. These wild things, I admit, had little human value until mechanization assured us of a good breakfast, and until science disclosed the drama of where they come from and how they live. The whole conflict thus boils down to a question of degree. We of the minority see a law of diminishing returns in progress. Our opponents do not. One must make shift with things as they are. These essays are my shifts. They are grouped in three parts. Part 1 tells what my family sees and does at its weekend refuge from 2 months.